Brothers and sisters, it's a great opportunity for me to be here. Really, I don't have words in any language to express my gratitude, my joyfulness to be in the house of the Lord. Thanks. I want to appreciate Brother Adam for his invitation. I'm excited. I'm excited to be in the house of the Lord. I greet each one of you. We're praying for you. Down in Mexico, every time we have services, we have a special prayer for each one of you. We love you. We know that you're facing many problems as we do there. But we have one God that helps us. I want to greet all the brothers and sisters that are watching us online. It's a blessing that we can talk about the gospel with other people that are not in this room. When I left home, my mother, my sisters, my wife, my daughter told me to give the greetings to each one of you. It's a special day for me because one of my nieces are with you. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. God surprises us in many different ways. That's why we love God, because He's in control of every situation. And then I have the privilege this afternoon to talk about the work in Mexico. I have two things to do today: to give a presentation about the work in Mexico and to give a sermon. So, are you prepared? Are you ready? Yes, thank you very much. So, usually after lunch, we get a little sleepy, but I hope that I can make you pay attention. Yes. So, I came here to testify, to be a witness of Christ. God has blessed us much, so much, in our lives. The things we're going to talk, it's not my job. It's not my work, but it's God's work. God has been good with us. And it's not just a phrase. It's not just a good words, but it's a reality. The things that we have seen, it's very important. We're very blessed. We're very blessed to be part of this great work. So I will begin with the presentation about the work. In Yucatan, Mexico, it's the Gulf of Mexico. Thing because I like the ocean. To live there, seven church buildings with they have regular services at Quintana Roo. We have one church building in which is another state. We have a great opportunity. That's the land what the Book of Mormon for us. It's the answer of the prayers for the work there. So we need to pray for that, because we have another places to go, and I think God is preparing. God is doing His work in His proper time. As people, we want it to faster in our ways. But God is doing in His own ways. We have a very good picture. It doesn't look good here in America. Our dear brothers, we usually meet together every month to pray for the work, to make some plans. So every month we get together and make plans. One of the things that has helped us is to pray together. God has helped us. In the past, as people, we had some difficulties, but God help us to humble our hearts, to see what exactly we need to do, to see our calling, our mission. And God has helped us. When the ministry began working together with humility, God began doing the work. In the past, we didn't have any calls. We didn't have any visions. Even the places, we were just about to lose them. But when we began praying, when we began thinking that we are united, when we separate our own thoughts and concentrate about God's will, God began doing the work. I came here to testify that, because when we humble our hearts, God begins to work with us. Other thing that we travel together. I love to travel with the minister there, Saralta. He has a family. He's in charge of a local church there. He travels to another mission in Campeche. That's another state there. It's busy traveling in other missions that we have. A simple person. But if I want to describe this brother, I can describe it with one word. Responsibility. He's very responsible. When he tells me I'm going to do this, he will be there. When I arrived there, he was sitting there waiting for me. Yes. In fact, today he will be in a local to preach a sermon because I couldn't be there. I came here to preach to you, and he's preaching there. It's very enjoyable to work for the Lord. As we heard this morning, we need to have that passion. Sometimes we lose that passion. But I was influenced by a brother. He was my first pastor, Brother Cayetano Alfaro. He visited us in our house. We were living in almost in the jungle. No roads, no communication, no internet. But he came there to preach us. And we are just six people. But when he preaches like he's preaching to 200 people. Yeah, I need that. The ministry needs that, right? Yeah. Yes, we need that. Yes. It helped me a lot. Yes. Now, I will tell you about our activities. Our activities is a little different than you do here. But we have one God. We have one baptism. We have one Spirit. First of all, it's an activity. Because we know that the children are the future of the church. I'm glad that I have heard that here you're planning to make a building for the children, a classroom. That's good. I congratulate you. Yes, because there are many buildings that are being constructed. But when we are constructing something for God and His kingdom, that's marvelous. We're working for the with the children. We have two reunions in the Yucatan Peninsula, one in the north part and the other in the south part, so all the churches can participate and the missions. The children enjoy the activities and songs, the studies, everything. And also the young people, because this one is organized by the young people. Most of them, they attended to the youth camp, and now they're teaching the children. Is it not a blessing? Yes. In the years past, my niece that is here, she was in charge of doing those things. And she did a wonderful job. So it's a blessing to work with the children. Those are the future. Someday, I won't be here. You won't be here. But if we teach our children in the correct path, they will continue. The thing that we have is the reunions. I love the reunions. But I like to be in the reunions because I get a blessing. When I go home, I'm encouraged. That's why I come here, because when I go home, I'm encouraged. We have reunions in Yucatan, in the other state, Quintana Roo. This year, most of the brothers that live in a mission or in a local church, they attend. So it's to see the interest of the people. And you know, in many of our reunions, we have had visitors, people that they were invited, and now they are members of the church. So do not hesitate to invite someone. The next reunion, maybe you need to invite someone. Maybe he won't show up, but continue, keep inviting. Yes, it's very important. Another thing that we have is here we have a meeting with the ministry. Because every month we have a meeting with the ministry, but every year we have with the wives. Yes, we organize this because we want to support the wives, because we can do a better job if she's helping us. We thought that's why we started some we had a church service with them, and so this it helped us to be with the other ministry and fellowshipping with their wives, with their family, friend. It's panuchos. You know what is that? Beans and salad. That's wonderful. Okay. The perfect meal. Another that on purpose, because you can a youth forum. 2 years ago, we organized a youth forum. The purpose of this forum is to talk with the young people about the subjects that we do not talk with them. I don't know about here, but I think as parents, there are subjects that we do not talk with our children. Or the children are afraid to ask us. They ask to other people. Even we think that everything is going fine. I know. There is something. So we had the idea to organize the youth forum. We have talked with them about different issues. How to choose their friends. And we talk about them about marriage and other subjects. That's the purpose of the youth forum. To pick a subject that we can talk with them. We invite the ministry and they can talk with them, ask questions, and after that we have a meal with them. So that's the activity we do every year with the young people around the Yucatan Peninsula and the other states. Another thing that we have had is one. Where is that? Maybe somewhere. The marriage retreat. We have organized many activities for the marriage. I don't know about here, but there, I think it's the same. There, many people are having problems, marriage problems. It's not only outside, but here. People that we don't know, people that they are suffering things silently, but the problem is there. We can recognize them until it's late. Had the desire to do activities for the family. Now we have many sermons directed to the families, to the marriages, and every year we organize a marriage activity. Last year, a red carpet. I don't hear something. No. Wife and my daughter, the red carpet. Now, organize a reunion. Fun. Yeah, people go there and take their pictures just for an activity. And the wives were very excited. They were very happy. In fact, after that, a brother told me that his wife told him, "I never been happy like tonight." And last year, she wasn't happy. Yes, yes. And the husband didn't know. Yes. Okay. They're happy and they're not. Okay. I'm saying the right thing?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm making this just you fall asleep. They give me this time because they know that I can do it, right? This is the family of Brother William. Brother William is an elder in the church. Loves his family. Most of his children are in the church. And he went with his Felipe. Very humble person. And he's working for the church. And now, this part is about the customs. You know that in every country we have different customs. Sometimes there are good customs, sometimes not. We were influenced by the Spanish, you know, or Catholic, but we try to focus them on Christ. And we have seen that it has helped us a lot. So one of the customs in Mexico, I think I'm losing some pictures, but and I don't know how it's better in Mexico. People there like to celebrate a birthday with what? With a service. They usually ask, can we have a service, an extra service? I want to give thanks because I have one more year. It's a custom. So, in fact, a day before I come, first day, a brother came and said, I want a service in my house. I want a service in my town. I invited some people. Can you preach? I told him, I need to think about that because I need to pack and go. I will preach them. That brother I was talking about, he was 76. 76. He said, I want to do this because next year, I don't know. He wants to give thanks to the Lord. And this dear sister we have here, he's the wife of brother elder Roger Kemp that passed away many years ago. But he's still in church. Before, and she celebrates. Have a cake, blow the candles, enjoying life. Yeah. That's the joy we need to have. Many times we are sad because the things that are happening around us. We are worried so much about the things that are happening in the world. Esther is very happy. She wants to give thanks to the Lord. So, we say a celebration, but basically it's a preaching service with songs. After that, we have the meal. So. Another thing is the 15th of a girl. It's a custom. It's a big opportunity for us to tell, to give advances according to. As you usually invite the relatives, many of the relatives, they don't come to church, but when and sometimes they have interest in church. Many of our were invited in celebration or the 84. So maybe your birthday, I will come and preach. Yes. Yeah. Maybe it's 15, maybe it's 50, maybe it's 80. Doesn't matter. We need to celebrate because God has been good with us, right? Thank you. The services. We have the services there with a lot of singing. This is the group of the young people in a place called Wayalke. It's a Mayan word. The young people likes to sing. They don't sing professionally. They don't know the notes. They don't. They just make a full noise. They just sing for the Lord. Songs. The children. Participation of the children. They love to sing and say some verse by memory. It's part of. The sisters, the young people, they like to sing. They like to participate in the services. The locals. We have a local in a place in the peninsula called Wayalke. It's a local that they have received many blessings. Last week, I was invited there. They make a celebration for me because they. It was a surprise because they said you come here, you came here, and you help us. I told them I didn't do anything. That's God, God's work. But we had a good celebration. I went with my family there, and we had a good spirit with the people. In the past, there were just eight people. For many, many years. It's a village. And it's like a person, like a human person. And we think, nobody's going to come. But God did the work. Now, the church is full, and they're thinking to make it bigger. Yes, isn't that wonderful? Many people are coming. And the pastor said, I didn't invite them. They just came. One time he opened the church, and they came, two families. Next day, two more families. And you know what? God is doing the work, because talking with the pastor, last week he told me, we were talking about a difficulty sometimes that they're in church, and he said, there's a family that they stopped going. Yeah, for some reason, you know. But after 3 months, after a lot of prayer, they came back. And you know what? They brought another family. So if you stop coming, be sure to bring one more family. That's the only reason you can stop coming. We were blessed to have the church in my hometown, Jabayu. We're very blessed to have this church. It's the will of God, because one time we had a hurricane. We had a small church, and when the hurricane came, it was destroyed completely. All the roof was destroyed. We were sad, but God gave us an opportunity thanks to God, because it was destroyed, we had the idea to make one bigger, better for the Lord. So we started doing the building with a lot of effort, with a lot of help. There are people that they are not here now, but they help us. Every time I go to church, I remember their efforts. It's a blessing. So we thought that it was impossible, but God made it possible. The missions. The places that we go and visit the people. It's a very great opportunity to be in the small towns. In the past, we didn't have that blessing, but now we are having more missions, more villages, towns. Well, we are invited to go there, and we go there and we study with them. They are humble people. Some of them, they don't know how to read, but they pay more attention to the word. Yeah. They don't know how to read, they pay more attention. So it's a blessing for us to have the missions there. Other missions, people that they want to serve the Lord, the family, many of them, they are suffering problems, marriage problems, any problems, but God is directing us there. And how many, I'm thinking that how many people are suffering. We need to go there and help them. We are called to help them. This is from the mission in Central Mexico. This brother here, his name is a friend. He's just a member of the church, but he likes to open the service. When Brother Nathan Benham, he opens the service, and he says, and he is just the family, but he likes to do that. It reminds me. That us, but one day this brother got sick. 3 months he didn't come because he was sick. And one day my father said, "I will do it. I will open the service." Yes, he took that decision. And when Cayetano and Brother Leon show up, Brother Leon was surprised to see that my father is trying to explain about the Bible. He said, "Are you a minister?" I said, no, I'm not a minister. So that was the beginning of the work. So it's you see, when we make good decision, we are good results. The most beautiful thing is the baptism. Members, for me it's the work. He's doing his work. It's not mine. It's his. I'm very happy and content for the great opportunity I have, and we have, to be part of this great work. And brothers, this is I just witness about the power of God. I just witness about the work of the Father. The work of the Father had commenced, had begun. It's very important. We do not need to be discouraged. The opposite. We need to be encouraged every day. That's why we have our reunions. That's why I came here. I want to be encouraged and go home and share with my people there and help the other people. You cannot help other people if you are not encouraged. So I have 15 more minutes. I will finish with it. I will begin my sermon. So before that, do you have any questions about the work in Mexico? Okay, if not, I will continue. When I was asked to preach in the reunion, I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to talk about. One day, I was walking. I usually walk three times a week. I usually go for a walk for an hour, sometimes close to my house, sometimes at the beach. I love the beach. I like to be there because I can think about God. I can see the marvelous creation of God. And that's something we need to see every day. Sometimes we are just focused on the things, of the negative things that is happening to us. Sometimes we are focusing on all the problems that we have. But we need to look in another direction to see the wonderful, marvelous God's work. I like that, and it helped me a lot. I like to walk close to the ocean in the morning, in the afternoon, to see the marvelous creation. I am amazed to see the things that God has made for me. One day, I was walking there, praying and thinking about what to say here, and I was given a title of the sermon. The title is, God is in Control. Did you hear that? God is in control. Always in our lives, brothers and sisters, young people, God is in control. God is working. And it's not just a phrase, but it's a belief. It's a faith. God is in control. What does control mean? Definition: to regulate, govern, or command. God is regulating our lives. God is in control of our lives, our families, and the church. Yes, sometimes I'm worried about my family, about my nation. But I know something. I know something, that God is in control. That all I need to do is just to be obedient and continue in the way that leads into salvation. Many things I don't know. Some people come and ask me questions. I need to say, I don't know. But God knows. Yes, God is in control. It doesn't matter what is happening in this material world. We were talking about what happened here, what is happening in Mexico. Yes, it's happening. But God is in control. And those things sometimes is necessary because God is, Christ is coming. We need to prepare. And when those things are happening out there, here in the kingdom of God, beautiful things is happening. People are asking us about the church, asking us about the restored gospel. I have a friend. I have a contact in Colombia. He said, his last email, he said, do not forget this hungry soul. Does it make sense to you? I'm translating almost in Spanish. He said, do not forget me. I'm a hungry soul. How many people are in this world that are hungry? Who's going to feed them? We. Yes. You here in America. God has given you the big responsibility to assist the people. I have another friend in Brazil, in Argentina, in Dominican Republic. We're having other contacts through Latin America. People that they're asking us about the church. It's not a big change. In the past in Mexico, people, they don't want to hear about this church. They say, I have enough. I'm Catholic. I'm in that religion. I'm satisfied. But now they say, I don't feel comfortable in my church. Can you tell me about your church? It's a big change. Yes. And people now, they're inviting us to go to their homes and talk about God. So it's wonderful. So we're going to read 2 Nephi chapter 7, verse 41, 42. 2 Nephi chapter 7, verse 41 and 42. It says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, reconcile yourselves to the will of God, and not to the will of the devil and the flesh. And remember, after you are reconciled into God, that it is the only in and through the grace of God that you are saved." We need to reconcile with the will of God. Many times in our lives we want to do our will, right? Yes, we want to do what we want to do. And many things, when people tell us what to do, we don't like that. But that's our human nature. But when we are humble, when we are that spiritual man that the scriptures talk about, we can say, yes, we need to reconcile with the will of God. And that's the important thing. Every day in our lives, we need to find out what's the will of God and do it. I know that by experience in my life. When I was young, not too many years ago, I was young, yes, I made my own plans of life. I want to do that job, I want to do this. But God gave me another work. But many years, I wasn't sure. Many years, I didn't want to do that because I want to do my own will. And you know what? I wasn't happy. Even I'm having the things that I like, I wasn't happy. Until I said, I will follow God's will. And I was happy. I was content. So the important thing is that we can find out what's the will of God in your life. And when you find out, do it. Let's continue with 1 Nephi chapter 1. Nephi chapter 1, verse 83. "And also that we may preserve into the words which have been spoken by the mouth of all the holy prophets, which have been delivered into them by the Spirit of the power of God, since the world began, even down into the present time." The power of God. We need to trust in the power of God every day in our lives. Many things happen in our lives, and sometimes we think that God doesn't like us, but many things that is happening, even a sickness, even a big problem, is because God wants us to trust in His power. As you know, I know this in my personal life. I'm suffering a strange sickness in my vision. But I'm in God's hand. God wants me to trust in Him. God wants me to correct my life. Yes. The power of God. Sometimes the problems that you are facing now, and the problems you will face in the future, you need them. I need this. After this, I say, I need this sickness in my life to be more humble, to trust and pray more and be more humble before God. It's wonderful to
see the power of God. Let's read some more scriptures. In Psalms 47, verse 7. Psalms 47, verse 7. It says, "For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding." Who is the King? God is the King. God is our King. God is in the head of the church. Who's in control of your life? God. Who's in control of the church? God. Yes. Many situations we have had in Mexico with the work. God is in control. Yes, because He's our King. We are His people. Psalms 77. Psalm 77:14. It says, "Thou art the God that doesn't wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people." God has make wonders, wonderful things. That's why I'm here. That's why I come here. I testify that God has done wonderful things in my life, in the lives of your brothers and sisters in Mexico. Yesterday I got messages from the brothers. They say, "We're praying for you and we're praying for the reunion in Michigan." It's not wonderful? And when we received the prayer request, I told them, and they are praying for you. Yeah, because the church is one, the Spirit is one, the baptism is one. Yes, we speak a different language. We have different cultures. But we have one God. We have one King that has done marvelous things in our lives. How many people are suffering bigger problems than we do, and they don't have hope? Thank you for God that just us, that we are here, that we came to this reunion, that you made the good decision to come here. You need to be encouraged. When you go home, when you go to work, you're encouraged. You need to maintain your heart full of the Word of God. If not, I will continue preaching. Yes, until you said, "Yeah, that's enough, I want to go home." Yes, yes. So I want my heart to be filled. If not, I will stay here. Yes, until my heart is filled, I can go with my people there and share with them the Word of God. Yes. There are many things to say, but I think God is teaching us. First Nephi, chapter 1. Chapter 1, 157 and 158. First Nephi chapter 1. First Nephi chapter 1, 157. It says, "And it came to pass that they did rejoice exceedingly, and did offer sacrifice and burnt offering into the Lord. And they gave thanks into the God of Israel. And after they had given thanks into the God of Israel, my father Lehi took the records, which were engraven upon the plates of brass, and he did search them from the beginning." Brothers and sisters, it says here that we have three things to do. Attention to this. Are you listening? It says, rejoice exceedingly. The rejoicing in another level.
Are we rejoicing in the reunion? Are we getting something? Am I helping someone? If not, I'm ready to go home.
Go to the beach.
Yes. It says, rejoice. These people rejoice. They had problems as we do today. Yeah, but they rejoice. Are you rejoicing? Yes. I pray that God give me that rejoice every day. And God has helped me to give me that joy. One friend, he asked me about the problem I'm suffering, about sickness. He said, are you not sad? No, I rejoice. I rejoice. Are you not worried? I'm in God's hand. I'm in God's hand. The thing, because I'm living now. The thing, because God gave me one more day. One more day I can see the beautiful creation. If someday I cannot see, I have it in my mind. Yes, rejoice, but rejoice exceedingly. Is that the correct pronunciation? Exceedingly. Yes, in another level. Yes, rejoice. Are you rejoicing, brothers, or are you suffering? These people, and they say, it says, and they gave thanks into God, into the God of Israel. Another thing they do, they give thanks. Are we giving thanks to the Lord? My father taught me a good lesson. Every day he gives thanks to the Lord. He taught me to appreciate, to marvelous about the God's work. I remember one day in my wife's birthday, my father gave her a note. And he said something beautifully. And he said, today is a marvelous, it's a wonderful day. My wife didn't forget about that. She had that note, even now. He learned to give thanks to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord of the things that you have, the beautiful day you can live. Sometimes we complain, which is the opposite. Complain about the things that we're not having or what is happening. But we need to give thanks to God. The God of who? Of Israel, our King. We need to give thanks to Him. And it says in the last part of verse 158, and he did search them from the beginning. He searched the plates. Now, we need to search. We need to study the scriptures. There are three things. Rejoice, give thanks, and search the scriptures. Those are the three things that we need to do in every day in our lives. Rejoice. We rejoice in another level. The rejoicing. Do not lose your joy. Joy serving the Lord. I have many, many testimonies of the people there that they are suffering, but they didn't lose their rejoice, their joy. 3 weeks ago, I went to the hospital to visit a brother that he was sick. He had cancer. When I went there to the hospital, he looked at me and he smiled. I saw him that he had this the Spirit of God. And he said, I'm happy. I'm ready to go. Yes. And he said, I know that there is no healing for this. I'm ready to go. Yeah, and I ministered to him. After that, he said, last night I had a vision. I had a vision of a beautiful song that a brother taught me many years ago when I was young. The angels went
to visit him. That's he has that joy. He was in the hospital, and 2 weeks later he passed away. But I saw him to rejoice, even if he's in the hospital. It's not a good place to be. I don't want to be there. I prefer to be preaching to you or administering to people. I visited also a young man that had an accident in his motorcycle. And he had an accident, and listen to this. That's why I say God is in control. Because it's not just in control of the church, it's in control of your family, it's in control of this world, it's in control of everything. This young man, he was baptized. This young man is 20 years. He was baptized just a few weeks ago. 1 week after his baptism, he had an accident. He was driving his motorcycle to work, and he had an accident. He fell down in the middle of the highway. And the cars are going, and he said, when he was in the middle of the road, he felt someone push him in the side of the road. I'm in the side of the road. And suddenly a car came and went over his motorcycle. Did you understand me? Are you understanding? Okay. But the wonderful thing, the motorcycle doesn't matter. And he said, I'm still alive. I felt that someone touched me and pushed me in the other side of the road. Who did that? Who did that? God, yes, you're here. You're still here. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, we have 5 minutes and go home. And we can go home. Yes, God. And after that, he went to the hospital in the emergency room. And the doctors were busy helping other people. And they said, you're 20 years, you're young, you can wait. I need to do another thing. So he was there for almost 8 days with a broken leg, with a broken arm, everything, you know. And when he was at the hospital, he was in a lot of pain. He was saying, God, help me with this pain. When the nurses come and the doctors come and say, I have a pain. Oh, you can wait. You're young. You can wait. And what he said, like 10:30 at night, he was praying. And he felt someone touch his leg. Immediately the pain disappeared. Who did that? God. Yes. Yes. Next day, the doctor say, do you have a pain? I said, no, I don't have a pain. Wow, it's a surprise that you have a pain. You have a broken leg. God did it before the doctors. Yes. So he's at home now. I visited him. He said, brother, I have a witness now. I have a testimony to tell the people. Yes, God is in control. Brothers and sisters, maybe I'm taking too much time to tell all the testimonies, but we need 3 more days for talk about all the testimonies. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity, brothers here in Michigan. I appreciate the opportunity you gave me to come here and share my testimony and say about the work of God. It's not my work. It's God's work. And God is in control. God is taking care of you. God is taking care of this church because He restored this church. And this is the kingdom of God that is going to continue until the end. This is the church that we are. Thank you very much.
Experiences in church. a witness to us. Interesting for us to seriously think about God being real. You know, not just words. These words were reality in our lives.